Today's Shir of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Beis Omud Beis, and we're in the middle of a complex discussion discussing the different way the parashos are written. And we brought down yesterday in the Mechaber that the three parashos of Kadesh, V'hoyah, Kiviyachah, and Shema are all written psuchos, and we said this is, can be accomplished the way we discussed yesterday, both according to the Rosh and according to the Rambam. The fourth parasha is written stuma. V'hoyah im Shemoah is a stuma parasha, L'das HaRambam. So we're up today in Mishneh Berurah Sivkatan Kuf Samach Dalet to wrap things up and explain how this is so. So the Mishneh Berurah writes, stuma L'das HaRambam. The fourth parasha of V'hoyah im Shemoah is stuma according to the Rambam. However, the way we explained it, va'af l'das ha-rosh, psucha, it is going to be psucha according to the way the Rosh understands psucha and stuma. Nevertheless, mikol makom anu osim kach, we follow the sheet of the Rambam, at least the Mechaber does, ki I efshar lasos betvilin tzura stuma sheyetzi bo alibet kuliyama. Because there's no way to write a stuma over here that will be yotze both according to the Rambam and the Rosh as stuma. So since we can only do one of the two, the Mechaber paskins like the Rambam. Why is that? Because when we're writing in a Sefer Torah, parsha, it's stuma, which means the Ainu Shemisayim HaParsha Shalufanea, B'emtza Shita. According to the Rambam, you go and conclude the preceding paragraph in the middle of the row. Umavsik Kidei Tesosios, you leave a space of nine letters, which we explained yesterday what nine letters we're talking about. The word Asher, written three times with a yud in between, Asher, Asher, and Asher. V'yachakach maskila parsha shachreah, gam kein bi'osa shita. And on the same line, after you have the space of the nine letters, you then start the next paragraph. That's the classical stuma according to everybody. And even the Rosh holds that this is stuma. But the only problem is, you can't do this by tefillin because it's not written on the same line. It's written in a different column. The stuma l'milfaneh milachreah. This is good according to everybody in the Sefer Torah because you have the clothes in front and the clothes behind the space over here, and therefore that's called stuma according to everybody. However, the efshar lasos well betfilin. You can't do this by tefillin because the kol parsha hu biyomer acher. When you're writing the tefillah shorosh, so it's written on one parchment, but each one is in a separate column. So you can't have the same parsha, two parshas end and start on the same line. It's impossible to do that for a tefillin. V'chein, im yirtza laniach shita achas cholok betchilas parsha, if you wanted to go and leave an entire line empty at the beginning of a parsha, for example, volume Shemoa, ulaschila b'rosh shita shnia, and then started on the second row, and that would also be called stuma, zam ze gam kein eno stuma l'kuliyama. That wouldn't be good according to the Rambam. That would be good, the hirak lo rosh, v'lo lo Rambam. The lididei hi psucha. According to the Rambam, that's called psucha. So we're stuck over here. There's no way that we seemingly can write a stuma parsha v'hoyim shemoa, both according to the Rambam and the Rosh. V'kivon sheyev shalasos a stuma l'divrei hakol. Since the Mishneh Berurah explains over here that you can't be yotze everybody, therefore, no'agu k'al Rambam, the Mechaber paskin over here like the Rambam, at least you'll be yotze the stuma according to the Rambam, l'fi shekein ikor af b'sefer Torah. Because that's the way we pass him by a Sefer Torah as well, if you're not able to do both. So we do there like the Rambam as well, by Tefillin too. So that's the way we pass him over there in Yoridea by Sefer Torah. However, the Mishneh Berurah now brings down that the Taz has a great suggestion. The Taz brings down a way that you could be Yotze, even according to the Rosh, that it would be called Stuma and not Psucha. What is that? The Hainu should be parsha rishona ushniya yasa kol kamo shikosim shulchan aruch. For kadesh and vayu kiviyacha, do it the way we already said. That's no problem. Rak should be parsha shma. The writing of the third parsha shma besof at the end yaniach revach pochus mikdei tes osios kitanos. Leave some space at the end of the line, less than that of nine letters, nine osios kitanos, nine yudin. And then when you're writing the next column and you're beginning to write volume Shemoa, indent that less than nine osios. And what do you have as a result? she'ein lo tes osios b'makom echad ki im ayde tziruv. He says even the Rosh would say that this is stuma because you don't have nine letters all together. It's only the space of less than nine plus less than nine, which is more than nine osios, i.e. the end of Shema is less than nine letters. The indentation at the beginning of the next column of Ahoyim Shemo is less than nine letters. But when you combine them both together, it's more than nine letters. Even the Rosh holds that that is considered a stuma. And he writes, "V'kein kosa b'tshuvas haramomi pano." The Ramomi Pano says like this: "Ubi agro the chay mashman prima godim shigam hu nohag lasos kein." So all of these achronim also did like the Taz suggested. The Mishnah Berurah then concludes: "Veda de b'dibeved afilu mshia revach kites osios kedolos mikol tzad gam ken kosher." Even if you don't do it like the Taz says, and you leave a larger space both at the end of the preceding column, at the end of the Parsha of Shema, and at the beginning of the Parsha of Oyem Shemo, you indent it more than nine letters, you're also good b'diyeved, because l'ha Rambam hi stuma u'la Rashi psucha, because at least you have the Yotzi like the Rambam, who says it's stuma, and the Rosh says it's psucha, and we've already said, because sabnu le'el b'siv kotn kuf nun ches b'shem achronim diskim l'alocha k'yesh machshirunal, because the Ramai brought down that you can even make that parasha over here psucha as well. And this way, you can definitely be Yotze with a pair of tefillin like this. And there were some that did this bedavka to do it this way. And either way is perfectly fine. And then he tells you to look in the Bir Halacha for a further, longer discussion of this Ayin Shom. In Dirshu footnote 194, he writes, that which the Taz says you can add the nine less than nine letters from the end of the preceding paragraph to the less than nine letters at the indentation at the top of the paragraph Voyim Shemoa, Moel Afladas Rosh. That's good according to the Rosh. Hasovik Kishaminiach Revach Bishir Teisha Osios Betchila Sashita or Besof Hashita Shlofneah Nechshevus Kepasha Psucha. That which the Rosh says that there's a space either at the end or at the beginning that is more than nine osios, mikomokum kosa davka sharevach ibamokum echa. That's only when it's all in one place. But not over here when you combine it in two places, as we've already said. Avalum shia teisha osios mitzdarav miruvochim shibishtei shitos nechsheves aparsha yidezeh kiparsha stuma, even according to the Rosh. Why? Vitamo, shekivin shein shir revach teisha osios bamokum echad. Shuv eino psucha. Since it's not all in one place, it's really a combination of two separate lines, therefore it's considered over here, even according to the Rosh, as being a parsha stuma. The Chazon Ish is brought down in Dirshu footnote 196 as saying the following. Even though certainly one can follow the Taz, he says, he says, maybe you shouldn't push yourself into these extenuating circumstances. You're doing this only to be Yotze according to the Rosh. He says, maybe, bizman shalibo nokfo, if you're uncertain over your heart's bothering you. He says, maybe you don't have to do this if you're not certain. If you combine the two spaces together, would you have enough of a space that it would be more than the nine osios with the space in between each of the ashers, the three ashers. If you're not 100% sure of that, then don't try to be Yotze over here to be Yotze the Rosh as well. However, in Batuachu, if you're certain that if you combine the less than nine with the less than nine, you'll definitely have more than nine, then then even L'chadchili says you can go like the Taz. He says, if somebody wants to just absolutely be precise like the Rambam and not worry about the Rosh Hashit over here, that is perfectly good as well. He says, nowadays it might even be better to do that because people aren't so careful, and therefore, rather than making a mistake, trying to be Yotzi like the Rosh, do it like the Rambam and you'll definitely be okay, at least according to the Rambam, as the Mechaber Paskind. And indeed, it's brought down, Horas Haklolis, his general rule was, Haisalasos Kedas HaRambam V'Shulchan Aruch. The Chazon Ish said you should follow the opinion of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch over here, not try to be Yotze, the Rosh, as the Taz said, L'niach Teish Osios Petchilas Parashas V'Hoyo, leave an indentation of more than nine letters at the beginning of the Parasha. And this is brought down as well by Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Sherov G'doli Yisrael Hiskimulates as a Taz. The majority of the Gedolei Yisrael agreed with the Eitzah of the Taz, V'shekein osim berov tfutzos Yisrael. And this was in fact the way it was done in many, many parts of Ashkenazic Europe. And Dirshu, footnote 196 at the end, he brings down, this is in fact the hanhaga of the tefillin of Rav Eliashiv Zatzal and also Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Dirshu, footnote 199, brings down, therefore, mitam zeh, kasev b'shelus tshuvas or letzion, sheben svarad lo yaniach tefillin in Ashkenaz, because the ben svarad, who holds like the mechaber, like the Rambam, should not use the tefillin of somebody who is an Ashkenazi, who has holding like the opinion of the Taz. However, v'mein lo acherim yanichin b'li bracha. He can put them on, but not to make a bracha. Elim kein nichtavu kishitas ha-shulchan aruch harav below tziruf. Unless you know that it was written like the shulchan aruch harav says without the combination over here. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down v'kvar nohagu b'rov akilus Ashkenaz kataz uchachros rov achronim kimoso, exactly like the Aruch HaShulchan said, with the exception of the shulchan aruch harav, who holds like the Rambam. He then adds, if somebody is an Ashkenazi and he doesn't have a Mesorah Berurah, Linhog Ka Rambam, so then, also lo lishanos miminag avosav, el sheish lo linhog ka taz. Says a stam Ashkenazi who doesn't have a strong minog to hold like the Rambam, should in fact hold like the sheet of the taz, elo shirashoy lishol tefillin, but he would be permitted to borrow tefillin that were written like the Rambam, ulivarech aleim, and even to make a broch on them. But tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam, kilt fei lino kishitus Rambam afilu leelu shemesoras biyodim lino ketaz. For Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, for those that put them on, so one can certainly be makel here, he says, even like the Rambam, even if he normally puts on tefillin like the sheet of the taz. He also brings down, therefore, the opposite, that a svard person should not use the tefillin of the Ashkenazi. And he says, yesh lehem limona mi lishol tefillin shalhem, kishitas ataz, because al pi mechaber heim delo kiman, because according to the mechaber you're not really yotzi in this fashion. Therefore, interesting distinction over here between an Ashkenazi and a Sephardi borrowing from each other a kosher pair of tefillin. We now begin Sif Lamed Zayin. The mechaber writes, or habatim tzorich lios me or behema chaya va'ov tahorim afilu min nevela otreifa shalahem. So now we begin a discussion as to the proper way to make the batim, the boxes which contain the parashos inside of them. And they're made out of the hide of an animal as well. And the hide, the or of the batim, has to be made from the or, from the skin, the hide of the behema, the three domestic, quote, animals, the goat, sheep, and cow families, a chaya, or the seven usher species of chaya, the deer, the ibex, possibly the giraffe, and the other animals. We're not certain what they are, but the seven that are listed in Pasuk Shmini and in Parshas Re'eh, the ov, or from a bird that is tohar, that is kosher species. But the Mechaber says it doesn't have to be a kosher animal itself. It could be just from a kosher species, even though it wasn't shechted. It could be from a nevela or a trefa, as long as it's from the 10 kosher behemos or chayas, the 3 behemos, the 7 chayas, or from one of the kosher birds. The hide is acceptable to make the batim from these animals, even if that particular animal itself would not be kosher to eat because it was a nevela or a trefa. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Samachay writes, or habatim, we're talking here about the box, and as well, v'huadin, the same din applies, or hatitura v'hamavarta, for the other parts of the tefillin, both the part of the tefillin where the straps run through it, the mavarta, and the titura, the base of the tefillin, all of these can also be made from the hides that we just discussed, kiven shemechuber v'tofer b'habatim, because it's connected to the batim, so it has to be made from the same material as the batim. In Sivkot and Kufsa Machvav, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Tahorim, where do we get this idea that it has to be from a kosher species of animal? Tuchsiv, Laman Tieh, Toras Hashem Beficha. What does that mean, that you should have it from Toras Hashem Beficha? Min Hamutor Beficha, from something which is permissible to put into your mouth. Tekivin, the Os Shin, Shumurames Hashem Shakai, Nikmot Beor HaTfilin, Hu Bechlal Toras Hashem. And since the letter Shin, which is made as part of the box of the batim of the tefillin, it is folded into, so to say, the or over there. So it's called Toras Hashem. And even though the shoyad doesn't have the shin in it, we don't make any distinction between the shoyrosh and the shoyad. In Tirshu footnote 201, he brings down, even for other svarim that aren't Tanakh, he says, Yesh b'hem shem Moshe'enam nimchokim, if they have the shem of Hashem, the Bir Halacha brings down also l'chosvam al or behem tmei. You shouldn't write it on a non-kosher animal's hide or parchment. He continues and says, in regards to the writing of tefillin on the hide of the behema tahora shenolda mitmeya, kosa v'bir halacha b'shem mishelu s'chuvus yad elio, that he's machmir. He can't do this. Shein ora choshev ke'or behema tahora linyan zeh. It's not called a kosher species in this regard. However, linyan or behema tmeya shenolda behema tahora. But if you have a behema tmeya that was born from a behema tahora, kosa shom shemuta lichtov aleh as a parshus tefillin. So you go after the mother over here and not after the progeny. In the Bir Halacha Tehorim, he brings down, if there's im nishavelo eza sofik bar habatim, as a result, if you have over here any sofik in the batim, in, from a kosher animal or not, yesh lahachmir, the sveka daraisi. Vafilu biritzuos yesh lahachmir, he says one should even be machmir on the ritzuos to make sure they're from a kosher animal, and he brings down the prima godim, umashma shechaza mimashikosa b'psichaso lihukhus tvilin binyin zeh. And he says this is a retraction of what he said previously, that the ritzuos don't have to be. In Dirshu footnote 202, he brings down that in the Psicha, he wrote, Yesh li stapek im mashe tzorich shia ritzuos mior behema Torah, if that's min haTorah or min derabon. And the nafkamina would be, im yesh l'hokel besveikun k'sheni yodea me'ez or nasu. If it's deraisa, sofik deraisa l'chumra, and you wouldn't be able to use it. If it's only a din derabonon, then in a sofik situation, you would be able to use it. Finally, in Dirshu footnote 203, he writes that even though the shoyad, as I mentioned before, doesn't have the shin on it, the prima godim writes, Mikom makom ein lechalik, we don't make any distinction over here. Vegam letulin shoyad nichlalu, it's included in the din of min amutur beficha, mid araisa. It's not just a derabbanan, this is a din daraisa. And he brings down the bir halach as a proof, says this is halach lamosh misinai, and not like the prima godim, who says that it's only a din derabbanan. And this concludes today's shir.